We're holding here in Amud Tzadik. Tzeilmat, the shtickle on Tzeilmat. That's the next shtickle that there's an Indian here. Yeshachal is boine. Eichiniach. So it says here, Tzeilmat, not Bikish Lov Maram, and Lassa Yaakov Avinu. Lish is boine, Eichiniach, Masharotza, Ace of Lassa Yaakov, Vishab Lov Narami. Lamaise, if you're looking for the person that is the most opposite of Esav, you're looking for Lot. That's the always the most opposite of Yaakov, the one that hates him, is out to get him, is Esav. But why did he pick Lovan? For his skill below and Ram Yashrotz Esav Lassi Yaakov from Mivua Bekosov. But it's a Lovan is by Bekosov. Secondly, what Esav wanted to do to Yaakov, there's dozens of psukim. What Lovan wanted to do, I mean, it just rumors that he wanted to do something bad. It doesn't say. She'ena das noisen she'asayne Lovan Yaakov v'isiv klaut. And why Bevan should Lovan want to hate Yaakov so much? Boy, I mean, like it's his kids and his daughters. V'yoyma ki Lovan b'ikish lak sakoil. V'yoyisran Lovan ha'shomer al paroi. And they even made him worse than paroi. She'paroi kavanosar kal schorim v'zeach al abonois. So why is it that Chazal wanted to push how bad Lovan was as opposed to Esav? It says Paroi only wants to make his chorim. It said he wanted to chase everybody. It doesn't say. Okay, so the morale says here a nekuda. Lemaisa, he's master. There are two halves to what he's saying. In the second half, where he speaks about the teichen of Lovan, he's beetsam very much master. Doesn't mention it too much. And on the bottom, I have in the Ksav Yad, he has a lot more mayach. Let's first see the first nekuda he speaks about, and then. The first nekuda is generally speaking, what does it mean, the worst enemy? Da. Ki b'mayma ze golu dvorem harbi me'oid. Ki yesh li Yisrael misnagdim. Loi ki moishah misnagdim, shebo b'shul siba. Both in Kloli, any time you have a seine, there's a reason why. There's a place where the morale is mechalek between oivim and seinim, that he says an oiv is somebody that hates you for a reason, and a seine is somebody that hates you without a reason. But he's not distinguishing the word seine and oyev. He says Kalal Yisrael is the only one that has seine without a siba. V'zedaf gib Yisrael, and this is only shayach in Kalal Yisrael. She'umes ha'olam seine ehem mi b'li she'oslem dova v'yavis nagdus lahem. Umes ha'olam are seine Kalal Yisrael for no reason, even though they didn't do anything. Outrageous Rabbi Pash has told us Shnei Goyim, Sein Ehem de Goyim bebitnech, Hakol Sein Ehem Shal Yisrael, and Hakol Sein Ehem Shal Esav. It's interesting because here Esav is also mentioned. Now, I want to explain one point. When he says that there is no reason for it, there's no such thing that there's no reason for it. If there's no reason for it, then it doesn't mean anything to us. There's no reason. What he means is there is no side reason. L'mashal, if two countries are fighting over a piece of property, that's a reason. If two countries are fighting over who should pay tax to whom, that's a reason. In Yonim, a reason in the sense that there is a side point, that the reason why Reuven hates Shimon is because he would like Shimon's apartment, so he doesn't hate Shimon. He wants Shimon's apartment, and then they would like Shimon to move out. A person who wants Shimon to work for him. So it's not the pshat that he's fighting Shimon as a seine. It's just Shimon is the workforce that he needs, and so on. So all umas ha'olam between themselves, their sinna is only for a third reason. There can't be. We'll see in a second why not. There can't be a sinna for anything but another reason. Everything is either it's possession of one type or another, and the other person is seen as the one that has it, or the one that could have it, or the one that's stirring you from having it. But that's the mitzvah of a relationship of seinim to umas ha'olam. If we're trying to identify two people that are the most strongly misnagged to Kaisel that you can't find a reason, Esav has a good reason for it. I mean, Esav felt cheated. Esav was cheated out of his brachas. Esav and Yaakov was an either situation. One would get the b'chayra, one would get nothing. You can't say that it's without a reason. The two that Klal Yisrael didn't do anything to them is Paroi and Lavan. Misha misnagzol b'yisim mikolf miblisi by Lavan u'Paroi. Kilei osu me'uma l'Paroi v'gozal schor v'zeu isnagzis miblisi b'shoslam davan. So Avoli says Masha oma Paroi orik charbi. So when Paroi said orik charbi zeloi her miblisi b'. That already was not put out of Siba. He thought Klal Yisrael was trying to run away, so he was basically trying to get his money back. He was trying to get his investment back, but when he was Geizal Ascharim, there wasn't any apparent reason. The sinner to Lavan also didn't have a siba. I mean, Maisi only gained from Yaakov. Veradav Achram. He only decided to be sweet, a sweet grandfather, when Akash Baruch Hu warned him that you should know that it's not going to be good if you start up with Yaakov. He became a grandfather and a father to his children and daughters only when he was threatened. From this is the diuk. Shrotzalakers akoros chorim nekevis. V'dovazay b'lisi v'klal. Masha enkei be'esav shechoshav laros Yaakov. Hoyzeh b'shul siba shalokach b'chosay. Avl elu shnayim b'lisi b'ezeh alafigah soch elu shnayim v'adachem. So the first point that the Maral is making is you have two types of opposition to Klal Yisrael. You have when there's a reason for it, and you have when there's no reason for it. And the two that Klal Yisrael never did anything to them, kilu. And they're the ones who started it, was Paroi before they ran away, and Lavan. Now, v'imtayim ha-mahoya siba sh'lovan ha-reitzi lakar, l'maisa, okay, you're right that there is no ulterior motive. So, adarabba, what is the etzem motive? I mean, we're not talking about, the Torah doesn't talk about Meshugoyim, that the mental case, that the Islam need to go out and kill somebody. You're talking about somebody that, adarabba, he's in a certain sense he's the sharpest form of a Sinai because his reasons go beyond Shalei Lishma. Ava Lishma and Ava Shalei Lishma. This is Sinai Lishma and Sinai Shalei Lishma. Where's the Lishma of his Sinai? Vasvar Noisin Hefech Zeh Shia Oyavoy Shuchasani. Milamaisi should have liked him because it was son-in-law. Kashetamik Vedova Zeh Timtze Inyan Omek Mo'it. If you'll think about it, you'll find a tremendous Inyan over here. You have to understand Yaakov's Ishtalshus and Lovans. L'maisa the Maral does not explain it. He says, if you don't understand Yaakov's Madrega and Lovans Madrega, you don't understand why it's Rotzalakas Akur. And we please see by Rotzal Lovan Lakur Akur Tomid, and as long as Yaakov was in his house, it was just the teva didn't allow it to happen. Ad shebaruch Yaakov avach lovel l'sayne v'nigla sinu sheisa etzem lovel Yaakov v'chol advar meil mal says him v'vorm g'doyle mo'id v'lulei sheroi l'katze m'vim rayis etzum says I would bring a tremendous rayis klal adav v'chazal nu in dechach m'lovel rabbi. Now this, so basically the Maral leaves us in the dark over here. In the Maral wrote the Gvuras Hashem, he wrote it in at least two versions, one of which I reprinted Xaviad, I found Xaviad, and he explains his Mayrach a lot more than over here, and he crosses it out, and for some reason, I don't know, I can't figure out what things he didn't include, but this is one of the Inyanim that he didn't include. And if you take a look at the bottom, footnote 20, I reprinted the Xaviad, I'll try to summarize it. Let's just read one or two lines. Let's start from the beginning. Xaviat Hoisif. Vehu Yedea Shatsurais Shahim Benoise Echod It's probably should read Tzeirim Zem Azeh Avur Shle Yuvdalu. And let me explain, because this is really the point over here. There is in the Metzias of the Bria, you divide the Bria between Chaymer and Surah. Everything in the Bria that's physical has two sections. It has the substance itself, and the way something that is sichlius is chal on it. The simplest muscle is you have a block of stone, you shape it into a statue, so the stone is the chaymer, and the tzura is the picture of the person. Now, it's very hard if you try to explain, I mean, but the picture is etched in the stone. There is no picture unless there's stone there. But the stone itself, in itself, is not the picture. It's always the stone itself is the chetimtza to carry something that is above stone, to carry something that's an idea. A person takes pen and paper and he writes down an idea on pen and paper, so he has pen and paper which is physical, and the idea is ki'ilu a tzura on top of it. The brain and the mind. Without a brain, a person can't think. But a brain itself is not the entire mind. It's just a chetimtza for the tzura to be chal on it. V'chulu v'chulu. A person has an idea. So the idea being implemented, the thing on what you're implementing it is called chaima, which means substance, and the idea that is implemented is called tzura. In the Lamashal, a zachar and a keva, the yachas of zachar and a keva, a thousand times Mal explains, and he's not the only one, is a yachas of chaimer and tzura. The isha b'teva is more of a makabel. She's influenced more easily. Nashon Daitin Kalois, they accept, like the Gemara says, Ma'isa Bisha Echas, Shoisin Nesua, Lechochem Echad, and she used to be Koish de Kesha Shal Tfil. She got married to a Muchsin, she was Koish de Kesha Muchsin. The Isha B'Teva is a Metzias that she's Mekabel, she is Chaymer that can be worked with. The Zohar imparts a certain tzura. This Derechaim, this Derechaim, this Derechaim. The idea of how life should be lived is a tzura, and it's imparted on the Chaim of Isha. That's the Zivuk of Zohar and Keva. And the Zivuk of Zohar and Keva, you have Eze Kenegdoi, because Be'etzim, there is a tension between Chaim and Tzura. Chaim doesn't like to be pushed, and Tzura and Tzura is shaping it. When you chisel out in stone a picture, the stone resists the chiseling, and you enforce the idea onto it. When a person's guf is his chaima, and his ideas and his ambitions are his tzura, there's a struggle, because the guf likes just being a guf, just laying around being a guf. The fact that you impose on it discipline and activities and stuff like that, you're imposing a tzura on that. So there is a hisnagdus of sort between chaima and tzura, but the hisnagdus reaches a sort of evening out, and it becomes one unit. Every tzura needs a chaima to be chalan. I mean, all the wonderful ideas in the neshama, if they're not imparted in any guf, if a person doesn't do anything, it's nothing. So the guf resists, the neshama pushes. And b'meila, a certain amount of tzura is chal on the chaymer the guf. And same thing with zachar keva, same thing with all the tzuras and chaymer, they be'etzim have a certain tension. That's the pshat eze kenegdei. There's the element of eze and kenegdei. It's a tension that imparts a certain tzura and malach on the chaymer. When two tzuras are misnagged one to the other, then it's either or. It's a lebetrei lechazia. A woman could not be married to two men. A man could marry two women, because he could be just like, using the simplest muscle, you could stamp two pieces of paper with one seal, but you can't stamp one piece of paper with two seals, because the tzuris of the etzim evad zetzer, a person could carve out six stones into a statue, each one in the same statue, but he can't carve one piece of stone into six statues. The metzias of tzura and tzura have no reconciliation. It's either or, either this tzura or this tzura. So that's why it's a lebetrei lechazi. A person can be noisy kama noshim shereitza, because if, as long as he's capable of dealing with them, imagine how many mother-in-laws you have to deal with. But that's a pchina of maybe tzura being misnaga with tzura. But as far as the chaim and the tzura goes, if he's a bal hachi, he can impart tzura to so much pieces of chaim. Masha'enkein mitzat tzura is mevatel tzura. In the metzias of the world, Reiv umas ha'olam achaymer. Reiv umas ha'olam, and in Keiches ha'nefesh, somebody once was magdir, it's very right. He said, people used to be lohut, used to be lokui in gaiva. Today people are lokui in kovit. Gaiva and kovit are not the same thing in any sense of the word. Gaiva, kovit is a nekeva. The pshat is you want to sit on a big dais and everybody should say wonderful things about you. That's the pshat is you want to be the chaima and do nothing and be a meshubach, a mefur, a mehulal, and so on. That's the yitzhar of kovit is like the Goyen says in Mishlei, in a thousand places in Mishlei, he says that there's two yitzhar, there's the yitzhar of menukh, the yitzhar of dukhra. The metzias of that yitzhar, the yitzhar of gaiva is not that you want to stand up and everybody should say how wonderful you are. The yitzhar of gaiva is that you want to impose your sense of things on everything else. It's a much cheshev midah than kovet. It might be a lot more destructive and a lot more annoying. Somebody who wants kovet is not a harmful person. Just park him up in the front and keep saying nice things about him. So it's not a destructive. It's not a midah. It's a very wimpy midah. It's a very wimpy midah. The midah of gaiva is the person doesn't need the kovet, but he wants to run things the way he wants to run them. That's a powerful midah, and it's a prina, it's a prina zacher as far as it's a tzura to a chaimer. Umas ha'olam b'ifin klali, their mitzias is taiva, their mitzias is nus, their mitzias is things like that. B'neila al pi roiv, their tzura is chaimer. Very few of the umas ha'olam are zel umas of klal Yisrael. And that is, and the umas that have a din of tzura, they are stira one to another. The Maral says it's all, when he speaks about it in Guraya one place, he brings a chazal that Amalek was machshel klaisol, was metame klaisol with Mishkav Zohar. So he explains it, the pshat is, Mishkav Zohar means two tzuras are battling each other, who's going to be the tzura and who not. Mishkav Noshim is taiva. Mishkav Zohar is sinner. It's the pshat. There's a certain shailas who's going to be menatzeach whom. That's why he explains Amalek versus Yisrael. Lovin over here, he explains. Skip down a bit. Explains. So here in this whole shtick, he explains that two tzuras that oppose each other. There can't be two tzuras in one noisei. And on one object. A chalais of two tzuras attached to the sasri, and they cancel each other out. And then he says, the second page on the second line in the Haggah, V'yadua, he says, ki ha'uma mitzris is ha'uma mitzris. Hefechli Yisrael kashrachnu zepeik beis. The Umma of the Mitzrim have a certain hefechis to call Yisrael. Umipnei hisnagdus Yisrael Mitzrayim shebenoisei echad. Dehainu b'mokrim echad. Because Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim was stuck on one piece of land, then therefore they were battling each other, who should be shoylev. Ve'ilu yibadu b'shtei arotzeis, l'nimotzei shu tzoyim hisnagdim. In other words, they were opposites in Tzura only in one Aretz. Al benoisi echad hoye nimtze isnagdus. Lefikach gozal azcharim shem ikat Tzuris Yisrael. Vahatzuris he meikoy zuesu b'mashem Tzuris. So lemaisa the gzeir was big on the zcharim, because the zachar is more of a Tzura, represents the Tzura rather than the keva. Lefikach gozal sabonim shem b'fat Tzuris nachshav yisman akevis. Ukvar Amarnu, he says, Kol Atzuris Kemoisha Im Tzuris Meikoy Zuasu. Tzuris B'Teva are a struggle, are antagonistic. Ke Afeichim Afeichim Ba'atzmo. Two things that are truly opposite are opposite in their very essence. Ve'atzmo Mu Atzura. And the essence of something is its Tzura, not its Choymer. Lachain Lo Yehoyaparim Isnagid Rakel Aschorim Shem Atzura. Ve'kashahoy Yaakov Be'beis Lov Nibonov So in Yaakov, when he came to Beis Lavan, there was a sharper contrast than in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, they were struggling as long as they were in one place. In Lavan and Bnei Yaakov was struggling because they were one family. And the question was, these bonus would get the tzura of Lavan or the tzura of Yaakov. Now, here he explains where the hefech is. So Ramal says here is the kuda. Whenever the opposition to something comes about where you hit the Tzura rather than a Chayma, and when you're trying to pick up what pieces of the Tzura you affect the most, you have to pick what is the etzem's, the person's most. If Yaakov's Mida was Emes and Lavan's Mida was Ramos, then the Pshat is the Hisnagdus is the etzem, one or the other. You're talking about whose Metzias is going to be Shailet. So since Lavan and Yaakov are the exact opposite Tzurais, then b'meila there could not be a bigger sinner be'etzen than those two. I want to apply to something that we have a kesha to. When people speak about the Yichud of the Churban in Europe, people don't realize, the Tzaras, the Churban, this, that, that's true. But there was a certain nekuda that is unique in the sense of Ashgaf that gives over. Every suffering a Kaisel had until then went like this. Either people were fighting for the land, like the Arabs and the Jews, or the Jews were wealthy, the Goyim were Mekana, so they made a pogrom and got the money and got this. Or they were frustrated and held that the Jews were responsible for it and they killed the Jews. Or the Christians had a religion, and they were, and the fact that Kaisel is around is Kairi Tiger on it. So there was a sharper sin a little bit, but the Metzias that somebody would go, and the Muhammad that was a Kaisel wasn't a pogrom. It went. I mean, they went to look for a Jew wherever he is. It's extraordinary in its Metzias. The pshat was, it wasn't a milchama, they were fighting the Jews about something. They were fighting, there was no clearer statement than he's fighting the Atzmis of Yisrael. I mean, people look at the Serbs and the Albanians. If the Albanians were living in New York, the Serbs would not have a havami to go to France to pick out Albanians to send them back to Serbia. They'd be more than happy. To live in France is wonderful. The fact that they went l'shma, to look out for Klal Yisrael and to find them b'chol mokam hashahim and to be mashmid them is because the etzem metzius of Yisrael is a stira. I mean, one of the inyanim that the Rashi Machshmai wrote, and again, I don't know, it's hard to separate what's the ranting of a madman, but he said that the Jews imposed two curses on humanity, mila on the guf, and a conscience on the neshama, and it's true. In other words, the shita, there was a certain shita of rishis that was a shita, like an al-chayv chatichya be'etzim. And if Kalal Yisrael is the hefech of that, then the pshat is that person is a stira be'etzem. That's the pshat, the way we look at Amalek. Ein akisi shalom, ein Hashem shalom, achi mocha shmoy shal Amalek, is because the metzias, the things, the ultimate hatred is for something which is the opposite of what you are for. And we're talking about ideology. I mean, if you like music and someone doesn't like music, it's not a reason why you have to go to war with him. But something what you feel is your atzmius, as long as, from our standpoint, as long as there's a Amalek on the world, it's missing in Yichud Hashem. And from a Amalek standpoint, as long as there's a Shem Yisrael in the world, so it's a steer to his mitzvahs. So the Maral says, there are fights between two tzuras, is really the only real fight. Between two tzuras itself, it depends how deeply to the tzura are you going on. In the mashal, we're going to use a very simple mashal again. If I stamp something, there's the inside of the stamp, which says State Department of the United States, and they have a little frills around the side. When you're talking about shittas, you can also deal with side things, you deal with ikka things. The Lavan was a yichud in Klal Yisrael's Metzias, that Lavan's Mida was so clearly opposite Yaakov's. Esav was a son of Yaakov. Yaakov was Ish Vaholim, and Lavan was and Esav was Ish Sada. So they were different, and they were antagonistic. There was a sharpness of the Hefech and the Etzem Mida. The Etzem Mida of Yaakov is Emes. The Etzem Mida of Lavan is Sheker. And the fact that each one is the Etzem Astir to the other, and the only thing that Lavan could have wanted from Yaakov is to be Oikas HaKoyl. Without being Oikas HaKoyl, then Lavan doesn't exist, and vice versa. That's the Yichud of this Nikud. That's what Tamar said. Okay, tomorrow will be the last day, Mr.
Tzadik Dalet. It's in the middle. It's a hemshach of the maimer we saw yesterday. Okay. Okay. It's a hemshach. It's a middle of the maimer about Lavan, and we saw yesterday a little bit from the Ksaviad that Lavan is the bchina of sheker, of sheker. This is emes. Here he's going to explain it a little bit sharper. Lavan is called Arami, Ramoy. The metzias of the Uma Aramis is, and as Lavan's mohus is seen in the metzias of the Uma Aramis. Omnom. Let's take a look in the piece on Tzadik Dalet. Omnom. Kashabo Yaakov al Aram. So now he's explaining that Aram and Yaakov are opposite Be'etzim, and they Be'etzim cancel each other out, and one can't have a shaykh as the other. Omnom. Kashabo Yaakov al Aram hoyaram misnagedo legamri. Virotzel la'akres hakoil. Ki Arami haze einon bichlal hametzius klal. The Arami is not at all kolul in the metzius. Arami is something that has no metzius. Aval hu am she'ein she metzius olav. Lekach isnagdus hazeh. This is snagdus hu kashe yisnagid haheder ala metzius. She's a snagdus gomo like a Mitzrayim. The two elements that are called heder and metzius. These are lashonis that the Maral uses a lot. And I'll explain them soon. The word heder means like a vacuum, absence. And let's first see the mishon that he gives, and then we'll explain what the shaykh is here. Ki achoyme v'atzura shneya meshutofim, sheim nachshav min ha-metzius. Choyme and tzura both are a chelik of the metzius. Avli snagdus arom nechshav isnagdus heder metzius. Aram versus Klal Yisrael is Heder Keneged Metzius. Aval Isnagdus Aram Nechshav Isnagdus Heder Metzius Shu Mevakesh LeHeder Akol. V'zeh Shom Chazal Perek Achol. It says Arba Mischaret Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shebrom. There are four things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has charoti created them. Ve'elohim Golus Kazdim Yishmeilim Yitzahara. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mischare degraded. I mean, it can't mean literally that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mischare. I mean, kiloy ben yishu v'yenachem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have. The teretz is the word charata means the following. Let's say a person buys a car, and after 5 years the car just runs out, peters out, and he goes and buys another car. So it's not the pshat, he had charata. He had a car, and then it finished. And from that point onwards, he has a new car. Let's say somebody buys a car and he realizes it's a lemon. He realizes it's a bad car. So the pshat is his charata is I realize all along that I didn't have a car. Charata means where I'm toifis the thing as not being kayim all along. It was an illusion. I thought it's a good car. It's a shmata. So the word charata on a person is a gilui that the thing that was until now wasn't be'etzem metzias. It was an illusion. I thought so. I looked like it. I was fooled into it, and so on. So the when it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu has charata on four things that he created, it means these are four things that are they're pchin of heder. Their metzias is an absence of metzias. Ubiyozeh ki kastim ein metzius nechshavim. Kastim are not considered metzius. Ki lepchisusam ein shem metzius aleihem. Because they're lacking in substance, there is no metzius. Veim doimim lebriya shitfeila. V'neshech zach lebriya sacheres kemarat eloim. Just like there is a certain chelik of the bria, in lamashal parasites, they don't have their own metzius. All they do is they latch onto something else. And if you'll take a look, he says that their lashon is not a lashon. there's a quote on the bottom, other mekaymis, where it says that the lashon of kastim is not lashon a lashon, because again, lashon aramis is sort of a pseudo lashon of lashon kodesh. It's not. It brings it later in the hemshach here. Yitzhara is not a thing that be'etzim has a metzius. She'en Yitzhara nechshav dova atzmi. I'll explain that soon also. V'chein agolos elo metzius ba'atzmoi, olekach ha-kodesh baruch hu shomashpia metzius bevarim ischarat elo mitzar atzmoi. V'chein Yishmol is also like that. Mitzat sheyoshev ahol b'midbar is tamid. Yishmol is an umma that's not b'mokum yishuv. Ein nichnas klal b'chlal ike metzius. V'chol advarim eleisham tam muflog that it speaks about in Sefer Netzach. Klal Adovi says, kastim ein lametzius. When it says that Kashmir is mischart on a kastim, it means kastim are a nation that have no substance. But in Meshach ha-metzius achem, v'kastim hu aram bevadai, kastim is aram, v'zenyin borer, and he brings his rayas over here that not like the Ramban, there's a machlokes over there whether kastim and aram is the same or not. V'ari omer pe'kamer Shabbos, he says, omer v'echen kol ha-shoyel, you see that Loshna Rami says you can't daven Loshna Ramis because Malachim are not Make. It's a Shaila Gemara, and we pass in that Biyochid you shouldn't, but Tzibu you can. Pirish, ki Arama Zehu Yoytzi Mechlal Metzius Oilam. Vein Anechshav Bechlal Shivim Loshna Shem Seder Metzius Oilam, and therefore the Loshna is not a Loshna. Okay, I want to explain this a little bit more by Richas about Aram. It's a very important nekuda. We said that the Metzius of Lavan was Sheker, and that's the Zel Umaseh of Yaakov Avinu, who was Midas Emes. The Metzius of Sheker means, what does it mean that there's a Metzius, there's a Uma, that its Metzius is Sheker? Lemashal. When somebody, let's say there's an umma that every person wants good things, so you have an umma that they look for midas tovus, and they have an umma that is big in civility. Civility is the sheker of midas tovus. Midas tovus means the person has a good attitude towards something. He likes people. He cares for them. He's sympathetic, and therefore he expresses a metzius, a positive metzius. Civility is you're taking the same thing without the toichen of it. A person, lemashal, having a person is proud of kinyonim because he worked hard in them. Like the p'china of tzaddikim is mamoinam chavivim aleim. So when a person does something, a person carves out a piece of wood and he builds something nice out of it, there is a justifiable pride in it. A sheker is somebody comes along, he steals a piece of wood like that, and he puts it down and he says, "Take a look." A person who learns hard and knows something versus a person who pretends. Sheker is something that looks like metzius and has no metzius. That is the midah of sheker. That's why chesom HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes means because wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes, there's metzius. The hefech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, there doesn't exist hefech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. There can't be a metzius in the world with not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So b'meila, if there is something that has a metzius, is not a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bal Korchoch, it's sheker. Sheker meaning it looks like a metzius, but it's not a metzius. That is the midah of sheker be'etzim. When you say when a person is a shakran, what does it take to be a shakran? What it takes to be a shakran is, and again, when we're talking about a shakran, not somebody who happened to lie at a particular time when it was uncomfortable, so he said a lie. That's an Avera, you know, in those cases when it's Avera. That's a particular Maisa Issa. But when you speak about somebody that goes around lying, so what you're saying is that this for this person, Ki'ilu Metzias is as good as Metzias. I don't need to have actually attained something. I can lie and say I attained it. The midah of sheker is the hefer. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's chesemes is emes because Hakadosh Baruch Hu's lahanchel oyavei yesh. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the biggest matana that Hakadosh Baruch Hu can give. The what we get in Olam Haba is yesh. Everything in Olam Haza is with limited liability. It all seems like it, but there's no there's, it doesn't. But Masha'en Kain, the Masha'en Kain Olam Haba, whatever you have, you really have. There's a I once read a very touching story. There was an Adam Gadol called Rabbi Chil Gordon. He was Lamja Rosh Hashiva. In Europe, he was Beruma Shalaylam. He was Rosh Hashiva of Lamja, which was a very Chashiv Yeshiva. He had a tremendous family. He had a wife and a daughter that was a Chad Bedorah, and a lot. And the war basically killed out everything. I don't remember, maybe the daughter died before. I remember, but Lamai said he lost everything, everybody. He had a small yeshiva in it. So afterwards, it didn't, whatever it was. And the person who wrote the story was Rabbi Chil Gordon was in America, and he was riding with him together on the subway. He was going to collect money, whatever. He was riding with him together on the subway. And he told him a story about his daughter, a Maisa Chesed that she did, that the father didn't know about. Something, I forgot, she had given away money that she had for a dress to a poor girl or something. I don't remember the details, a very long time ago I read about it. And he usually never spoke about it. He had a tear in his eye, and he said, Nachas in Gan Eden. That was the Lashon he used. And the person was, it was a strange Lashon, it's not a Yiddish, not an expression that he was familiar with. And he said if Chil Gordon said it, it probably was a medrash somewhere. And finally, somebody found it for him in Tanchuma. I think it says it by Orla or Natarvai, something like that. It says that in this world, a person is mashkia latnis children, but a person never sees the nachas. Sometimes a child gets sick, sometimes he dies, sometimes he goes to death. A lashon like that. And he says, but in Olam Haba, that's where a person sees the real nachas from his children. Along those lines, it's been a long, long time since I saw it. But Agapanim, the schar in Olam Haba is lahanchel oyavei yesh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives yeshus to the oyavei Hashem, and therefore the opposite. So the Metzius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chosemes of Emes and Yeshus and Metzius is one thing, and the opposite of it is Sheker, Ki'ilu, Metzius, and so on. That is what Lavan was. And B'meila, take a look at Lavan. Yaakov Avinu worked like a dog for so many years to have money, to have two wives and children, and then Lavan comes, slaps him on the back, and says, "No, habonim b'noisai, v'habonizoisai, and you know, I'm a partner in the firm. You know, just add my name to the partnership." That was the hafka, that as long as I stand in the picture and smile with everybody else together, I'm part of it. Where was the Sheva Shana Vaticha B'Leah, the Sheva Shana Vaticha B'Rachel, and by Yoyim Chayrev and Balayla Kair, and all that. The Teretz is the Metzius of getting something without the Emes having it. That's the Olam of Sheker. And in the Pnimius, the biggest hefech to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that. That's why Yetzirah also. Yetzirah is someone that the Metzius of Yetzirah can't be a real Metzius. It's interesting. This Umma is called Kastim. You're not supposed to darshan these things yourself, but it's very hard not to listen to the word. I mean, the word kastim is kashedim. It's very hard not to find the word shedim in kastim. The bria of shedim, we spoke about a long time ago, Gittinsman, when we're learning the sugya. The bria of shedim is a ke'ilu adam. Milamailo, it looks like a person. But it stands on feet that are not real feet, that are chicken feet. It's standing on something that's not a Metzius. It's a mannequin that's not a real Adam. Shadim, it says, is a bria that is created from Zer Levatola, from Yehurim. It's also that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Metzias a real chibur of Zohar Nekeva, a real chibur of a person to person. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Metzias a Zelu Maseh. The Zelu Maseh is a chibur that's kula chitzoini. There is no chibur. It just it carries the chitzoinius of Zohar Nekeva, and there is no chibur Zohar Nekeva. That's the mocha for Shadim. So the Metzias of Ra in every way possible is there's a pasuk. It says Kora Dogor V'lo Yolad. If a person claims that he has something but he didn't give birth to it, there's another pshat in the pasuk. Kora is a type of bird. I think it's a crow. There's a modern bird. I forgot what it's called. That it has a habit of stealing nests of other. It lands on other nests and it adopts other nests and hatches the chickens. The attacking hatches the. So Kora Dogar, another pshat of Shadim is this bird. Dogar means to incubate. It's a modern Hebrew word also. Kora Dogar Lo. It says Bechatzi Yom of Yazveno. It'll leave him in midlife. The midpoint is always Keilu, just like by a shade. Up 50% of it looks like Adam, and 50%, the bottom 50% doesn't look like Adam. It's standing all on chicken feet. The same thing here also. The Metzias Bechatzi Yom of Yazveno. It leaves him after 50% of the time. Okay. Therefore, Yaakov and Aram were like a fechim; they were heder l'metzias, and that's why he wanted to be oikas hakoil, because the heder misnaged l'metzias legamri. V'havim d'ram elu kem yisoidi achochma herachti b'ze b'shvul oisam asher oitzel mischakim adi b'chachamim. V'gilisi kehem hayoidim matzpuni achoch ki gilisi kehem hayoidim matzpuni achochma choroz la'anastem v'adayin shkifayin shir. It's a point that the Maral keeps stressing. He's very upset when people are ki'ilu. Disregard Chazal because they sound far-fetched. They don't sound like it's pshat. Devin Ezra, he goes to Talmud over here. In other words, if you try to understand what they're saying instead of saying no, it's only drush, you'd get it. You'd go a lot further. Let's see one more piece. That's it. It's the Vayered Mitzrayim Onos Al Pi Hadibur Vida Ki Inyan Yaakov Hoya Kol Dvarav Shaloi B'Mikra. Sheilu hayadvarav shal Yaakov b'mikra, dainai ridala mitzrayim, hayim kena geula b'mikra. Vayikah seira oilam b'mikra. The Maral says that it was not, the word mikra here doesn't mean, when the Maral speaks of mikra, he's not saying that it is a, there was hashkacha for this point. The opposite of mikra is not hashkacha. It means in the Maral a lot more. The opposite of mikra would be seder. For instance, let's say a person is being treated in a first aid station. So they notice he's bleeding, they slap something on the place that's bleeding. They notice he has trouble breathing, they put a tube down his mouth. They notice he has trouble this, he has pain, they give him a painkiller. There is no systematic approach to the person. There's only a symptomatic approach to the person. When you go to a hospital and they have time to diagnose you, they sit down and they say, okay, the problem is that this and this is the problem. It needs an operation. In order to make an operation, we have to prepare him. We have to give him an infusion. We have to give him anesthesia. We have to do this and that. And so the difference is, it's not that there is no HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it happened as a mikra, but the events interconnect with each other. Everything it goes step by step. Vayered Mitzrayim Onos Al Pi Hadibur. What he's saying is that in order for the geula to be the product of some mahalach, it's from the very beginning in the first step of galus, you have to find the hashkacha that's leading up to a geula. Shulahoya dvav shak b'mikra, dayna yiridam tzayim hoya imkein ha-geula b'mikra. Vayikah seder hoylam b'mikra. Sheyeduah mefrizim b'vaday ka galus v'geula hu ikah me'inyan ha-oylam v'seder shaloi. For Manozeh, the Golus and Gula of Klal Yisrael is an Iker. It didn't just, I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Etzim Kavanah Debriya to be Megala the Inyanim that happened. Over there he speaks about Dosim Vaviram. How come Dosim Vaviram always keep cropping up as the bad guys? So he says because if the Metzias of Moshe is Toiv Be'etzim, so the people opposing him, there's also a Mahalafet. That's what he speaks about over there. Fikach Elohi Yared Yaakov Me'atzmoi. If you're attributing the Golas to just a bad decision on Yaakov, so the Gula is bad, also a Mikra. You can't say that the Geula is a pre-plotted Mahalach, because it depends on Yaakov's choice of direction. The Mafteach, and the Maral's Mafteach in a lot of in Yom of Pesach, the Chassidim say that it's called a Seder because Megalat is a Seder in the world. Part of the Chiyuv, when every person realized there's a Chiyuv for a certain amount of Hidah, for certain, a Yeshua here, a help over here, a good thing over there, and that we attribute Ashkocha to. That's fine. But the real chiyuv of being Maka Ashkocha V'Kadosh Baruch Hu is that a person look back and connect events. A person has to go back and say, what the future bodes, nobody knows. It's interesting that everybody tries to figure out where the future's headed to. So again, there probably are people that can do it. There probably are Ruach HaKadosh people. I don't know that many, and very few people are Baal Eitzah for the present. But the chiyuv, what a person can do and should do, is to try to trace back the past. And again, it's important. What a person doesn't know, he doesn't know. But if a person connects enough pieces, what the Maral is saying is the musig of Mikra versus Seder is, Seder requires a few pieces. The opposite of Mikra is not Ashkocha. In a small way, yes. The job of a Maimi is not just to say, oh, I was saved from a bad thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. Fine, that's Yimakir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Chesed and Yimashabeach. But a person has to connect pieces. A person has to say, this was a chain of bad events and it's gotten to this point, and this is the chain of events got to this point. There has to be some sort of sense, and again, it's only possible, except for maybe Big Baruch HaKadosh, but it's only possible, the chiyuv on us is to do it on Ova. And the zman that's misugal, when a person looks back, Yetzias Mitzrayim is the beginning of Hashkocha in the world. Bria Salem was the beginning of the world. Yetzias Mitzrayim is the beginning of Hashkocha in the world. So if there's a certain skula, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, a person gives a din v'cheshman his maisim. On Pesach, a person gets a certain hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maisim. And the hakara and the maisim is not particular points. It's much more than that. It's that a person finds a certain seder in events. Every person, for whatever he is, good about him, it's a product of downfalls, problems, events, good choices. A lot of it went into it. All of it is Seder. Whatever is relevant to a person's main mitzias, it's not only that particular points are Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the Seder Advarim. And as a person goes along, in some ways it gets easier, some ways it gets more confusing, some ways it gets easier to pick up some threads. So if there's some sort of school on a personal level, and a chiyuv, it's that on Leila Seder, a person has a certain tefis and Seder, as opposed to nekudas of Mikrim, each one may be Ashkacha, but still in not connected. Okay, Achakash of Samech. So somebody remember where...